Blog Talk Radio.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your heart.
Tonight, we want to welcome everybody who has called in, everybody who has tuned in. This is the revival that just won't stop. This is the revival that just won't quit. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that has called in and everybody who has tuned in so far. Hallelujah. I'm your host, Elder Andre. It's a blessing to be on the line with everybody on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's go to the throne of grace and get this party started. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight. Lord, we just simply ask that your Holy Spirit lead us and guide us on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to feel your presence on the line. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we just praise you for everything you're about to say, everything you're about to do. Hallelujah, Lord. And we want you to know, Lord, we love you. We love you, Lord, and we appreciate you for everything that you have done and everything that you are doing in each and every last one of our lives. We bind and we rebuke and we cast away any work of the enemy that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word on tonight. Hallelujah. Once again, Lord, we praise you. Once again, Lord, we magnify you. Once again, Lord, we lift you up, for you are truly worthy to be prayed. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. And amen. Praise the Lord on today. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's truly a blessing to be on the line tonight. Hallelujah. For those of you just tuning in with us, this is the revival that just won't stop. Hallelujah. The revival that just won't quit. Hallelujah. We've been going since 2011. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. And we ain't going to stop. Hallelujah. We're going to keep going and going and going. Hallelujah. Till the wheels fall off this thing. Praise God on today. We thank God for each and every last one of you once again. Hallelujah. We're getting ready to go to the throne of grace. Those of you out there on YouTube just tuning in with us, if you want to be a part, hallelujah, of the service, we invite you to call that number on your screen. Hallelujah. And be a part of the service on tonight. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're going to be going to Matthew chapter 6. Hallelujah. Before we go to the throne of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Matthew chapter 6. And we're going to be starting reading at verse number 25. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. And it reads, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, for what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than the meat, and the body more than the raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, neither do they gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much more better than they? Which of you by taking thought can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for women? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Therefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which is today, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore I say, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherein shall we be clothed? For after all, these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you need all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you. Therefore, take no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things itself, sufficient unto the day evil thereof. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. I want to look at verse number 31 real quick. Hallelujah. Amen. It's the same as verse number 25 almost. It says, take no thought saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewith we be clothed? For after all, yes, do the Gentiles. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all of these things. That's verse number 31 and 32. Praise God. Hallelujah. What is Jesus telling us? What is Joshua telling us in this scripture? Hallelujah. Take no thought, yes, thinking, what shall we eat or what shall we drink or wherewith shall we be clothed? This is what the Lord is saying. Quit worrying about what you're going to eat tomorrow, what you're going to drink tomorrow. Mm. Hallelujah. What you're going to wear tomorrow. He said, you're worrying about tomorrow. Hallelujah. As if God doesn't know that you need these things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Earlier in this scripture, he compared us to the birds. He said the birds of the air, they don't have no stores. Hallelujah. They don't reap and they don't sow, but yet God feeds them every day. Are you not more valuable than them? If God knows that the birds need to eat, hallelujah, don't you know God know you need to eat? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God already knows your needs. And according to the Bible, he will supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. And when Christ rose from the grave, he said he had all power in his hands. Praise God. The power of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Was in his hands. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. And if he has all the power, if all the power belongs to him, hallelujah, and that means everything is at our disposal. Hallelujah. Praise God. You don't got to worry about what you're going to eat tomorrow. Hallelujah. Praise God. God said, I've already taken care of it. I know it's hard to believe because you're looking in your refrigerator. You're looking in your wallet. You're looking in your cupboard. Hallelujah. And you're saying, I don't see how I'm going to eat tomorrow. God said, I've already taken care of it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Have you ever seen how fat those birds are that fly around in the air? Hallelujah. Those birds are fat. The pigeons, they call them yard birds. People in the country kill those birds and eat them because they so fat. Hallelujah. God say you can be fatter than the birds. Hallelujah. Praise God. You can eat like the birds. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah all today. So when we come before the throne of grace, let's come with the attitude that God has already taken care of these minuscule things. He's already taken care of your shelter. He's already taken care of your food. He's already taken care of your clothes. These things are already taken care of. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because God already knows that you need it. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. So when we come before the throne of grace, hallelujah, let's not waste the Lord's time with stuff he already knows. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. I said, let's not waste the Lord's time, hallelujah, with stuff that that he already knows that we need, that he has already made provision for. He said the only reason you don't see the provision is because you don't believe the provision is there. If you were to believe I have provided for you, then the provision would come along out of the blue. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You got to believe that for yourself today. You got to believe God has already supplied my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. I don't have to worry about a thing. God got my back. Hallelujah, and I'm going to praise him for it. I'm going to magnify him for it. I'm going to lift his name up for it because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah all today. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I'm going to open up the phone lines at this time. Those of you out there on YouTube, hallelujah, we invite you to be a part of the service on tonight. Call one of those numbers on your screen. All the phone lines are open at this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. All four lines are open. We invite y'all to call in at any time. Bless the name of the Lord on tonight. The phone lines are open at this time. If there be one with a testimony or prayer request, now would be the time. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. Any testimonies or prayer requests on tonight?
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I give honor to God to be here tonight. I thank you, praise him for waking us all today, bringing us together one more time. You know, I just love the Lord, and I just appreciate God, and I thank him for showing up and showing out on my behalf, and I'm quite sure on each and every one of our behalf, some point in time in our life. I just give God all the praise, honor, and glory that he deserves, because he deserves it. He's a on-time God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. On-time God. Hallelujah. I've been here,
down here in Arkansas.
Well, I'm getting the feedback here, but... Because I've been here for 4 months, almost four months. Yeah.
That feedback is perfect.
I'm just saying that what I want to get out is how God has blessed. I still haven't got the full testimony that's coming, but I could let you know that everything here is in the dry. My roof is done. The young men are here doing the sheetrock and working on the flooring now. I asked God before they started with the sheetrock, you know, when I got here, it rained looked like every month that I was here, clear up until the last month that they started working on the roof. But it rained, it stormed. I mean, I've seen trees uplifted out the ground. And I'm just like, Lord, you know, I'm talking to the Lord and asking him, you know, I'm here to stop a leak. We need to stop, but we can't do this because the rain is still coming, you know. But anyway, so I was asking God, why was the rain coming, you know, we're questioning it. And then I had to be quiet and just stand still and wait on God and have and faith and have that faith that it was going to be done and knowing it's going to be done. And so I just got quiet. And then within the last, 3 weeks, I would say, that the rain stopped and it was all dry. And the young men got up there and they fixed the roof and got finished with it. Some metal roof, real beautiful, put on there. And so after that, I started saying, Lord, well, I need some rain. Now I need some rain so I can make sure the roof is fixed. You know how you want to
the conference
sure
will automatically
done, so
end in 5 minutes.
Ask the Lord to send some rain. And I tell you, within the last couple of days, Saturday and Sunday, it stormed. I mean, he said, you ask for it, here it is. It's storming. So I was like, oh, my God. Well, Lord, I asked for it. But guess what? All well done. No rain, no leaks. I said, hallelujah. Thank
glory
you,
to God.
That's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see, make sure, before I get ready to get out of here, that this thing is done. And I mean, no.
Welcome to My One Number. If you are the host, press star now. Otherwise, please wait and you will be joined into the conference.
Welcome to My One Number. If you are the host,
please announce yourself.
The young men and women of God, we're going to keep saying that because life and death is in the power of the tongue. So this is what I speak. Every child that I know, every young adult, I'm going to call them men and women of God and pray for them. So let's continue to pray for our children, pray for this world. It's just a sad thing. I'm going to say this and I'm going to get off that. Every time I open up my Facebook, I mean, I see the community. I mean, the gay community is just there. I mean, they're letting us know that we running this, you know, and trying to push us to the side. This young boy, this Nas, I think his name is Nas, the one that sang the country song with the Ray Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus. He was on the
Amen.
And I mean, he was slap kissing with this guy. And I mean, he was making gestures like he was having sex with him. And I mean, that's okay. So we know we living in a world that we have to stay prayed up. We better stay prayed up to God because we're just like being exempt. They trying to, you know, push us out. Our words, the word of God don't mean nothing to these people. It don't mean nothing to them. I mean, it just makes me sick to see it. You know, I don't hate the people. I just hate the sin that they're doing. It's a sin. But this young man, he's on there, and I mean, I just had to go look on the internet again. He was on BET, slop kissing with this other boy, and then they made some type of gestures like they was having sex on stage. But they wanted to ban Janet Jackson at one time because that black Backstreet Boy pulled her blouse in her, you know, her chest was shown, just one of her breasts was shown. They want to ban her, but y'all, we in for a big one. We better stay prayed up. Stay prayed up every day. That's what we got to do. And pray, you know,
absolutely,
that God would change the mind of these people because they don't care at all. They do not care. They think that they're right. Hallelujah. So let's pray for them and pray for each other. And I just love you all, and I thank God for each and every one of you. Pray for Sister Virgie as I pray for you all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen,
Sister Virgie. Amen. bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Truly, we do need to pray for the world right now. Hallelujah. Amen. Do we have another testimony on tonight on the goodness of the Lord? Amen. Do we have any more testimonies on tonight?
My name is Chibamba, and I thank the Lord for waking me up this morning, starting me up on a brand new day. I thank the Lord for taking care of my family and friends. I want to ask the Lord to please take care of all those in the hospital, the nursing home, the jail, and the prison. Father God, I want to ask you to please take care of all the homeless. Please help us. Please build a fence around your children. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
A friend we have in Jesus. Our griefs and pains, yeah. All because we do not care. We pray to God in prayer. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise
the Lord, Mother.
Happy
birthday to you, Mother.
Happy birthday, you daughter.
Happy birthday, Mama.
Thank you. I just want to praise God for being here. I thank you, praise Him for another year. I thank you, praise Him for more life, giving me more life and more abundantly. I just thank you, praise God for what He's doing for me. I thank Him, hallelujah, because He said if we lift people up to Him, He would draw all men unto Himself. So, you know, this is a lifting time. This is a lifting season. Everything got to be lifted up to God, you know, because ain't nothing now new under the sun. It's getting really worse. It's worse and worse and worse. So we got to lift everything to God in prayer. So I just thank and praise Him for being on the line. I thank and praise Him for giving me another year of life and another opportunity and another chance to get it right in His sight. So pray that I keep doing God and I keep giving Him more of me and less of myself. More of Him and less of myself. More of Him and less of myself. So I pray my strength in the Lord that I keep doing God. Pray my strength.
Amen, Lord.
I want to thank God for being here. I want to thank God for the wonderful faith. I want to thank God
for being here. I want
to thank God for making this day out, keep your eyes. Thank God for my God's life. I'm going back to work this
morning.
I'm the man of very proud. I'm going back to see you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Miss Pepper.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother.
Love, killing your marriage.
praise God.
Hey, Brian Howard, I'd like to thank God for waking up this morning, starting me on a new day. I thank God for my sisters, my niece, and my nephew. I thank God for being on the prayer lines. I ask Father God to take care of the homeless. Take care of the one that locked up in jail and prison around the world. Take care of people dying in Puerto Rico and Cuba. Help them, Father God, they need you. Get the ones in California with the wildfires. Bring some rain down on them or something. Father God, in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen, Brother Brian. We thank God for you on tonight. Hallelujah. Do we have any more testimonies on tonight? On the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hey, man, anyone else?
This is me. Cousin, trying to get it to you. You know, like, this is...
Hey, man.
I got it.
Is that somebody testifying, or is that a background conversation?
I don't know.
Hey, man, we want to remind you, if you got any background conversations going, please use your phone. Hallelujah, amen, so we don't disturb the service on today. Hallelujah, amen. We get ready, amen, to receive the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen, I'm going to introduce the man of God that's getting ready to bring forth the word as he has every day. Hallelujah, amen, since May 11th. Praise God, hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than the leader of the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. Hallelujah. Based out of Long Beach, California. You know the West Coast is in the house representing on tonight. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than Apostle Eldon A. Curry immediately. Hallelujah. Following this selection, this is a gospel rap selection, hallelujah, from Bibble. Amen. Immediately following this selection, hallelujah, the next voice you will hear will be the voice of, hallelujah, Apostle Eldon A. Curry. Bless the Lord on tonight.
Tarika?
Yeah, I'm here.
We go in, do it for the God. If I go, then I'm going hard. Boy, you know me, hard for the mob. Hit up and get up and go, hit up to pick up the road. You gon' get this word, get lit up and hit up the show. Man, they already know who the realest, but they say it's too religious. Drake drop God playing, you were with it, now you looking too suspicious. I am blessed, never had luck, you a tad much superstitious. You ain't the man, bruh, cause you pick a bag up, boy, what you doing with it? Stack up and you be coolin', man, you get your handcuffed and you get through in prison. It's the last supper you can have, summer you can pass up and you can do the dishes. Homie, I ain't never changed, been the same since day one. When I came in the game, rippin' chain, a renegade, still the same, ain't budge. Then I win the game, same love, they play dumb and ain't say much. You tell me who the gangster, yeah.
Daddy let me loose, they gotta move. Bishop with the burner, baby, I got the juice. They hatin' on my team, cause we the truth. Won't he do it, and we the proof. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, way, way. Like Bill,
is, who are you, boy, get your name up. Try to hold me down, but you know me now, look at God, I done came up. They were looking for the sauce, I was cooking for the boss, now I'm A1. Try to keep us out the game, we gon' make it so the game gotta change up. Show love to the hater, ayy, then tell them where it came from. One time for the maker, ayy, same team ain't trade up. Christ gang, it don't bang, ayy, I stay in my lane, ayy. Metal tough like an umbrella, but I pray it don't rain, ayy. Promise I don't want no smoke, but they ain't really what you want to. Cause everybody got their own folk that'll make a move if you want to. The problem is you probably think I'm afraid, and in a way that's so true. But I ain't afraid you smoke me, dog, I'm afraid I smoke you. I ain't the only one with a family that I gotta make it home to. I need you to make it home too, they need you to make it home too. Cats flex for the rap check to make Black Death look so cool. We just here to make it old news, yeah.
Daddy let me loose, they gotta move. Mission with the burner, baby, I got the juice. They hatin' on my team, cause we the truth. Bony dudes, and we the proof. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, 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 way up. We gon' take them way, 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 way up.
Ayy, full price, I pay the whole price of my whole life. No cheap skating, flow light, there ain't no light. No ice, but I'm peace, man. Grind, boy, I eat bacon. Fault line, so I keep quaking. And the way I make these bars connect, I'm an architect, no Freemason. We bad bones sitting poops. I need lots of steak on my pasta plate. I go swag on them loops. We go rounds for that gold crown. We don't slow down, we accelerate. So keep elevating, I'm elevating. Even though we be hella hating, stick your game up and quit bellyaching. Go harder, hit the casa, bro. Yo, bubble up, ain't a double up. Well, you ain't no hustle, huh? See, I'm in the game like a right guard. They could lock me up in the psych ward, and I still be screaming out Christ, Lord. String me up on my mic cord. Really, it would be your honor to go. Cause the way that they be joking about your work, got them thinking the church is a comedy show. Never been and I never fold. If they snatch me up or I'm dead and cold, the gospel of Yahshua is still the greatest story
ever
told.
Daddy, let me loose. They gotta move. Bishop with the burner, baby. I got the jewels. They hating on my team. Cause we the truth. Won't he do it? And we the proof.
Hey, way up, y'all. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen, amen. God is a good God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
How many of you know that this is the time to give God everything? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can't patty cake God, y'all. He's been too good to us to patty cake. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You are patty cake a human being, but you give your all to your God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
How many want to praise him because you know that you're on your way up? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Man,
yeah.
Man, God is an awesome God. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Man, I thank God for the truth. Amen.
Yes.
Thank God for the juice. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I thank God for setting me free. I thank God for being loose in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I was bound, he took me from the ground. Now I say a little route, turn it around. Because we going way, 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 way up. Yeah, we going way, 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 way up. Yeah, we got to get out of this, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Bible says who the Son set free is free of what? Deed. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You ain't bound by nobody. Hallelujah. You free by the Lord of hosts. Glory to God. So God said, if you're going to be free in me. Come on here, somebody. Come on, give God another shout of Okondara
Basando.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to
thank
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. Amen. I want to thank God tonight because he's getting ready to speak to us tonight in a profound way. Glory to God. I want you to put on your Holy Ghost seatbelt. Amen. Why? Because God getting ready to say some things to us. Come on here, somebody. God is saying tonight, don't be moved by what we see and hear. Amen. In the world. Come on here, somebody. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. I may be in it, but I'm not of it. Come on here, somebody. So whatever is going on in the world, I got to let God be God, but at the same time recognize that it ain't got nothing to do with my relationship with him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God another shout. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. I'm excited in my spirit tonight, y'all.
Amen.
Two things are going on tonight. Can everybody hear me tonight?
Amen.
Giving honor to God tonight, to the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who is not only the head of my life, but is my life. Come on here, somebody. He not only is the head of my life, but the anointing of God is my life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Live, move, and have my being. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give him praise. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If you can relate to what I'm saying, come on, give him praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. To my dear brother, amen, from another mother, amen.
Yes,
I love you, man of God, hallelujah. Elder Andre, amen, praise God. I give God praise for him tonight, amen. Somebody give God praise for Elder Andre tonight, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yeah, thank
amen.
You, Lord.
And to all of you that are under the sound of my voice,
praise God.
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
I send out love, peace, and blessings to y'all tonight.
Love you, Dad.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. Glory to God. You know, we're in a tedious time right now.
Mm.
How many of you know that everything is under judgment?
Amen.
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 Are y'all still with me tonight? I said, how many know that everything is under judgment?
Amen.
The Lord spoke two things in my heart tonight to share with you. There are two things that are under judgment right now.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to write these things down if you can. Babylon is under judgment. And the children of Edom and Esau is under judgment.
What's that, Esau?
Esau. Matter of fact, you could put tribe of Esau.
Did you say Edom?
Yeah, and the children of Edom.
Babylon, children of Edom and Esau, okay.
It's deep tonight, y'all. We're going in deep tonight. Now, where you put Babylon, put / America.
Hello?
They are
children of Edom. Children of Edom. Yes.
Hmm.
Because Babylon and America are the same. Now, where you see Esau and Eden, put European people. Glory to God. Now, in case somebody don't know who the European people are, those are the white people.
I know who they are.
But I wanted to make it specific for those who didn't know, daughter. Thank you. Amen.
Okay.
I ain't trying to pull no punches tonight. I'm just speaking what God wants me to speak. And I'm praying tonight that those who it is meant for, that you will be blessed and set free by it tonight. But God is saying, send a warning. This is more of a warning than anything. Come on here, somebody.
Right.
How many know that God sent a warning before destruction?
Amen.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say that again in case somebody catch what the Holy Spirit of God just said. He said, I sent a warning before my destruction. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
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 Yeah.
if I were you, I would give a very attentive ear tonight to what God is saying.
Amen.
Because there's a whole lot of shaking going on.
Mm.
I ain't no Elvis Presley, but it's a whole lot of shaking going on.
Amen.
And can't nobody control the shaking. And because there's a whole lot of shaking going on, everybody else is shaking. Amen. Everybody right now is shaking, glory to God. And they wonder when the shaking is going to stop. Well, I wish I could tell you when, but I can't tell you right now. All I know is I know who's doing the shaking. Come on here, somebody. And let me tell you something. If you're on the Lord's side, glory to God. You ain't worried about the shaking. Glory to God. As a matter of fact, if you're on the Lord's side, you shaking with him. Glory to God. You say, Lord, I thank you for this shake. Glory to God. Because it's really good. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. I mean, you know, sometimes you got to shake it up before it'll break up. Before you get what you want, you got to shake it up. Come on here, sometimes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Absolutely.
And I mean, you know, can't nobody shake it like God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
So, the Lord said Babylon is under judgment, and Esau and Edom is under judgment. What he put in my spirit, we're going to go to two particular chapters, books tonight to see what God is saying. Come with me first to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 34.
Praise God.
Isaiah chapter 34, when you get there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody there?
Amen. Not yet.
Amen. We're going to wait on you. We're going to wait on you, woman of God. Don't you worry. Amen. We're going to begin at the first verse. Amen. When everybody gets there. Or just we're just gonna flow with the Holy Ghost and read until he give us a stopping point.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody ready?
Ready.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. I will. Now God said before we go into this word that he about to give unto us for about 3 seconds. I want you to give God praise.
Amen.
Now, check out what the Lord going to have me to tell you.
Hallelujah.
He said, just give him praise for who he is.
Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes.
Hey, he said, just for who he is.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you,
Father. Just for who he is.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for who you are, Lord. Thank you.
How many know when you praise him for who he is that you ain't praising for what he's done? Come on here, somebody. You ain't thinking about what he's done for you. You just said, Lord, I'm thanking you just for being you.
Amen.
Hey, Shabobo Dadaba Sando. I just want to praise you because you are who you are. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
His word says, what did he say to Moses? He said, tell them I am that I am.
Yes.
Somebody needs to praise the I am God just for who he is. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I shouldn't have to prime you.
I can't have to even tell you that you be a praise in your mouth before I even say anything. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
When you got a real praise of glory to God, you ain't got to say nothing, glory to God. Because there's already a praise in their mouth. Come on here, somebody.
Yes,
hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, let me ask you something. What is he to you? What is he to you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
My everything, yes, he is. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
He's the first and the last. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He's the soon coming King. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
He is Judah's lion. Glory to God. He's the wheel in the middle of a wheel. Come on here, somebody. He's the rose of Sharon. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He's our refuge and strength. He is our shepherd. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He is my salvation. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
He is my life.
No,
come on
God.
Here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
He is a ram in the bush. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just praise him for who he is. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
He is wonderful. He is counselor. He's a mighty God. He's a prince of peace. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. He is everything we need.
Everything. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
No, I can do nothing, Lord. Now I can do nothing, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You know what? We need to raise the praise. Because for him to be all this, this here praise is too low. Come on here, somebody.
All right, now. Hallelujah.
I could see if we were talking about a man. Yeah, but we're not talking about a man. We talking about
Jesus.
God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
We talking about that dead man raiser, that mind regulator. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. That heart fixer. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
My company keeper. Hallelujah. That midnight rider. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
yes,
hallelujah,
sir.
Glory, glory.
Ooh,
I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all. Hallelujah.
Yes,
somebody help me lift him, glory to God. I believe somebody said that if he be lifted up, glory to God. We ain't lifted him high enough. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
I know we can lift him up higher than what we doing, hallelujah. Come on here, somebody.
Lift up your God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know we weren't quiet when we was on the devil's side. Hallelujah. You know we had a big mouth when we was on the devil's side. Hallelujah. You know we didn't care who heard us. Hallelujah. If we can do it for the devil, we need to turn it up seven times higher for God. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. We want to act quiet and timid when we get on God's side. God said, no, I want to hear you like you were when you was out there in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
You know we was crazy when we was out there in that world. We didn't even care about going to jail. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
No.
God is saying, now you're free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell somebody right quick, that neighbor, it's time to turn up. Come on here, somebody.
Neighbor, it's time to turn up.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Somebody give God another praise. Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You've been so good. We shouldn't worry about nobody looking. Glory to God. We wouldn't worry about nobody looking when we was in the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. I believe the praise that says, every time I think about the goodness and all that he's done for me, I could dance all night. Come on here, somebody. And you know, some of us stayed at the club all night. Come on here, somebody. We ain't even go home, glory to God. I mean, we were still dancing, glory to God. Music just shut off. We still dancing. Lights that went out, glory to God. We still dancing, glory to God. God, after the club, we still dancing. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They want to get on God's side. Act like we got amnesia. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
That's the truth. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Somebody turn up for God right quick. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory,
glory.
Thank you, God. Thank you.
I remember
them nights.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless his name tonight. He's worthy of all praise. He's worthy of all honor. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
David said, I will bless the Lord what at all times, and his praise shall what continuously be. That word continuously means without stopping. Come on here, somebody. That means that every time I open my mouth, there'll be a praise in it. That means every time I open my mouth, I'm going to bless him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. We're going to jump in this word. Glory to God. But God got a warning out to the nations. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. People worry about the virus. They better be worried about God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Because the virus is still under the control of the great I am. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The virus is still under the control of the Almighty God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And how many know that the virus know who's who? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Right.
Amen.
Can I ask you one question? Is the virus in the Bible? I almost feel like there's a prophecy.
Yes, it is. Amen.
Happen.
I'm going to share it with you. Amen. But right now, woman of God, stay with me in the Holy Ghost because we're going somewhere. Yes, it's in there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you.
Now, let's come on to Isaiah 34.
Thank you, James.
And we're going to begin with verse 1.
Okay.
Is everybody there?
Amen.
And the word of the living God
reads. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I'm listening to her because I don't have my Bible.
That's all right, woman of God. You're going to be all right. Amen. You in good hands. Amen. You in the Holy Ghost hands. You in good hands. Amen. You're going to be all right tonight. Glory to God.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Tell that devil he ain't got the call. You going to be all right tonight. Hallelujah. You in the hands of the Almighty. Somebody didn't catch that. That's an urchin. Glory to God. Hey, we're going to tell the devil you ain't got the call tonight. Hallelujah. It's going to be all right tonight. Glory to God. Yeah, I'm turned up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Isaiah 34, verse 1. Glory to God. And the word of the Lord reads, it says, come near. God is saying, come near, you nations, and listen. Come on here, somebody. Because God get ready to speak. He said, pay attention, you people. Let the earth hear and all that is in it. Come on here, somebody. The world, come on here, somebody. And all that comes out of it. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Verse 2, the Lord is angry with all nations. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. He is wrath is on all their armies. Come on here, somebody. He will totally destroy them. Hallelujah. He will give them over to slaughter. Their slain, verse 3, will be thrown out.
Their dead bodies will stink. Come on here, somebody. You know why they're going to stink? Because there ain't going to be enough room to bury them. You ain't hearing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mm. And then the mountains will be soaked with their blood. Come on here, somebody. Verse 4 says, and all the stars in the sky will be dissolved. And the heavens roll up like a scroll. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yeah, somebody say, God is about to strike. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Look at that.
And it says all the scary hosts will fall. Come on here, somebody. Like withered leaves from the vine. Like shriveled figs from the fig tree. Verse 5, it says, my sword has drunk its fill in the heavens. See, it descends in judgment on who? Edom. Now, who did the Lord help me to say his judgment was upon?
Edom.
Esau and Edom. Now, why is the first one we come across is who? Edom. Let me tell you why the European people are nervous, like Purvis. You'd be nervous, too, if you knew that the wrath of God was coming and ain't no way you could duck or dodge it. Come on here, somebody.
Right. Amen.
And you won't repent of your sins. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God is saying, people worried about the wrong thing. They need to be worried about me. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because the Bible ain't got a heaven or hell to put nobody in. Come on here, somebody. But my Bible tell me that God is the one that's in charge of heaven and hell. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, see, it descends in judgment on Edom, the people I have totally destroyed. Come on here, somebody. The sword of the Lord is bathed in blood. Come on here, somebody. How many of you know that blood represents vindication? Blood represents that his righteous judgment now is in the earth. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
See, blood represents vengeance. That's why Yahshua said, don't do vengeance. Vengeance is mine. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I want you to tell your neighbor right quick, say, neighbor, the big payback.
The big payback.
How many know that James Brown didn't come up with that? That was already in the book. Hallelujah, glory to God. God already had that in mind. Hallelujah. That's why he says, big, it belonged to him. How many know that the sword is out?
Amen.
The same sword that's talked about in Ezekiel 21, that sword is out. That means, beloved, you got to be careful how you walk or how you talk. Amen. You got to understand that if you ain't walking in the fear of the Lord, then you gonna get tackled by the sword. The sword is out to get those that don't fear God.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, the sword of the Lord is bathed in blood. It is covered with what? Fat. Come on here, somebody. The blood of lambs and goats. Fat from the kidneys of rams. For the Lord has a sacrifice in Bozaya. And a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Come on here, somebody. So it looks like the land of Edom is in trouble. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
So can't nobody blame us for the ride because we not in charge. Come on here, somebody. Oh, I can't hear nobody tonight. Amen. Can't nobody say that y'all people did this. We ain't did nothing. We ain't never been in charge. We ain't never had a chance to be in charge. You never gave us a chance. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So whatever is happening because you were in charge. And you mess around and that thing got out of control. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No fear of God. No reverence to God. Amen. The wrong God, though. You serving the God, but the wrong God, though. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And now the real God is getting ready to step up to the plate. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then verse 7 says,
and the wild oxen will fall with them, and the bull calves and great bulls, and the land will be drenched with blood, and the dust will be soaked with fat. Come on here, somebody.
And it already feel like it's like that now with the COVID going on, with the that building falling down, all these things that's going on right now. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to butt in, but when you talk to me right now,
it's all right, woman of God. Amen. You're going to get a chance afterwards, amen, to give your cup. But hold on to that, though. Glory to God. God is showing you what's happening. But, you know, everybody's scared. Amen. Even people scared is scared right now, amen, because they don't know which way to turn. But let me tell you,
right,
if you pray and wrap yourself up in God, wrap yourself up in his word, amen, and realize that God is still God, glory to God, you're not going to be scared. That's why the Lord said, I have not given you what? The spirit of fear. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
When fear grip your spirit, when fear grip your soul, they give power to the devil. Come on here, somebody. Then the devil is able to put on you what he want to put on you. Why? Because you become vulnerable. Come on here, somebody.
Have Lord.
That's why he want everybody fearful. Because God can't move for you when you in fear. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
God can't even come near you when you in fear. That's why he said, fear not. Fear not. Somebody need to fear not tonight. Come on here, somebody.
Thank you, Jesus.
You worry about the COVID. Fear not. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Fear not.
When more people dying around me, fear not. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, but the news is saying this. Fear not. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Whose report are you going to believe tonight? Hallelujah. Whose report are you going to believe? Come on, here, somebody. Because there's only two reports. It's God's report and the devil's report. Tell somebody tonight, say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Are you believing in the right report tonight? Come on.
Believe in the right report tonight.
If you believe it in God's report, come on and give him a praise.
Hallelujah.
I feel a release tonight, y'all, in the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord said, who has believed our report? Come on here, somebody. To him shall the arm of the Lord be revealed. If you want to see God's hand, believe his report tonight. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, I don't know who that's for, glory to God. But God is saying, if you want me to reveal myself to you, believe my report. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yeah.
Glory to God. Verse 8 says, for the Lord has a day of vengeance.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all still with me tonight?
Amen.
It says, for the Lord has a day of vengeance. How many know that day is right now?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
It's a blessing to be on the Lord's side. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I said it's a blessing to be on the Lord's side.
Amen.
And you got to know you on the Lord's side.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you why, because the devil ain't playing. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I said because the devil ain't playing.
Amen.
This ain't the time to be slipping and dipping and tripping. No, this ain't that time, glory to God. And tipping, glory to God. You better stop tipping and walk right. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Why? Because God looking at us. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Heaven, Lord.
We can't be sweet 1 minute and bitter the next. Come on here, somebody. You better stay sweet. Glory to God. God is looking at you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even James said that sweet and bitter water can't come out the same fountain. Come on here, somebody. We don't want to confuse nobody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We don't want them to think we got multiple personalities. Hallelujah. We don't want them to think we schizophrenic. Hallelujah. And we talking about God is good. And they can't tell. They like, okay, 1 minute you crazy. Next minute you got some sense. Which God is in you? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Let's give God a praise.
Come on now.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah, glory. How many know God is not the God of confusion? Hallelujah. He's not the God that's going to have you confused. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Verse 8 said, for the Lord has a day of vengeance, a year of retribution to uphold Zion's cause. Come on. Oh, y'all ain't catch what the Lord is saying. Who didn't catch that prophet? Hallelujah. God said, I got a year of retribution. Retribution means you get ready to get paid.
Amen. Amen.
You didn't. Retribution said, God said, I got a blessing with your name on it. That God said,
amen. Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, glory, glory.
I just heard the Lord said, I got a blessing with your name on it. And it got six digits behind it. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I want you to tell somebody right quick in the Holy Ghost, this is my year, neighbor.
This is my year, neighbor.
This is my year, glory to God.
Yes, retribution. Hallelujah.
Somebody look up retribution right quick and tell me what it means, glory to God. Retribution. Ooh. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. I've got to know when to shout.
Amen. The definition of retribution is, hold on a second, give me one second. There you go. Punishment inflicted on someone for wrong or criminal act.
Say that again, Elder.
Retribution. There you go. Punishment inflicted on someone as vengeance for a wrong or criminal act.
Woo! For a wrong or criminal act. You tell me that the Europeans don't know? Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's wrath is about to fall, y'all. And God says the big payback is about to happen. To uphold Zion's cause. Come on here, somebody. How many know that me and you represent Zion?
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
And our enemy said, we ain't done nothing. But God said, wait a minute. I got evidence. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I got proof that they've been done wrong. Woo! Ain't nobody saying nothing. Hallelujah. God is saying, I'm getting ready, glory to God, to be your lawyer. I'm getting ready to be your defense attorney. When I get through, glory to God, they're going to pay you back everything they owe you. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Then verse 9 says, feet of streams will be turned into pitch. Come on, here, somebody. Her dust into burning sulfur. Come on, here, somebody. Woo, into burning sulfur. Her land will become blazing pitch. Come on, here, somebody. That means it's going to be on fire. Come on, here, somebody. The land going to be on fire. God said, I'm finna set it on fire. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, when God set it on fire, that it's not a good thing, glory to God. Yeah. Hallelujah, because can't nobody put the fire out when God put it on fire, glory to God. Hallelujah. You just got to let it burn.
Amen.
What you got on it, son?
Let it burn like us.
For a wrong or criminal act.
Inflicted. So God says, oh, this is going to come as an infliction because of what they've done to you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah. The punishment is thinking of someone as vengeance for a wrong criminal act.
So they're being punished for their wrong deeds.
Yes.
Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then it says in verse 10, it will be quenched. It would not be quenched night or day. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
His smoke will rise forever. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They talking about a wildfire. They ain't seen a wildfire. God said, when I get through, I'm going to burn it. Glory to God. And it's going to burn, baby, burn. Come on here, somebody. And I don't care who you bring, glory to God. The water going to make it burn more. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because the wrath of God is in the land. Come on here, somebody. I'm finna close up in a minute. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It says from generation to generation, it will lie desolate. Come on here, somebody. No one will ever pass through it again. How many of you know that the Lord is talking about America?
Yes, sir. Generation and generation.
Then it says the desert owl and the screech owl will possess it. Come on here, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
The great owl and the raven will nest there. Come on here, somebody.
So the
desert owl, the screech owl, and the great owl, and the raven is going to be over it. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, sir.
And God will stretch out over Edom the measuring line of chaos and the plumb line of desolation. So God is saying, it's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on.
Yes, it is.
Verse 12, her nobles will have nothing there to be called a kingdom. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
How many of you know that the nobles represent those who are in authority?
Yes.
Those who are in the White House, those who have a high-ranked position.
Like Trump.
Trump is not who we think he is.
No.
I feel like he's a
person. We would talk about it. Hold that thought, daughter. Hold that thought. Hold on to
okay.
it. Don't let it go yet. Hold on to it. And I'll let you know when you can let it go. Amen. Hallelujah. And it says, and all her princes will vanish away.
34:12.
Wow. How many know that when God gets through, ain't going to be nothing left? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, glory.
He need to get out of office. I mean, he's already out of office, and he don't even realize it.
Hold that thought, daughter.
Okay.
Come on, give God a praise. Don't worry about Trump. Keep your mind on God. Don't worry about Trump. Don't worry about nobody but Yahshua, glory to God. God is in charge, hallelujah.
Amen.
God might have you to run and don't look back, glory to God, but you got to be ready. Your mind got to be ready. Your heart got to be ready. You know that no matter what happens, I got to hold on to God. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory to God. How many know that God is a good God?
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Yeah. God is awesome.
Hallelujah.
And so this is where I hear the Holy Ghost telling me to stop tonight. Glory to God. Wait. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I seen something quick that I want to read. Come over with me right quickly. To Isaiah 33:14. The Lord just fixed my eyes over there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I know I said 14, but I want you to go up to verse 10. Come on here, somebody. I'm just flowing tonight in the Holy Ghost, y'all. Just stay with me.
Is everybody there?
I'm here.
You said 33:14.
Yeah, but we're going up to verse 10, daughter. Go up to verse 10.
Okay.
We're going way, 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 way up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. 33:10. And what did the Lord read? He says, now will I arise, says the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Come on here, somebody. Now will I be lifted up. Come on here, somebody. Is that what your Bible says?
Yes, sir.
It's God's time now. Hallelujah.
It's God's time now.
It's God's time now.
Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. You got it, verse 10? He says, now will I arise, says the Lord. Now will I be exalted. Come on here, somebody. Now will I be lifted up. Verse 11, you conceived child, you gave birth to straw. Come on here, somebody. Your breath is a fire that consumes you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
The people will be burned to ashes like cut thorn bushes. They will be set ablaze. Come on here, somebody. Verse 13, you who are far away, hear what I have done. You who are near, acknowledge my power. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Look at what the Lord is saying. He said, the sinners in Zion are terrified, trembling grass, the godless. Who of us can dwell with the consuming fire? Come on here, somebody. Who of us can dwell with everlasting burning? Come on here, somebody. Those who walk righteously and speak what is right. Come on here, somebody. We're at verse 15. Who reject gain from extortion? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
Tell somebody, say, neighbor, all money ain't good money.
All money ain't good money.
You better pray about it, neighbor. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Make sure God wants you to have it. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And keep their hands from accepting bribes. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody bribe you in this hour. Glory to God. If they ain't for God, amen, you can keep your money. Your money can burn with you. Glory to God. My God is able to give me righteous. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody give God praise.
Come on, preacher.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And what the Lord says, hey, keep your hands from accepting bribes. Who stop their ears against plots of murder. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
And shut their eyes against contemplating evil. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. They are the ones who will dwell on the heights, whose refuge will be the mountain fortress. Come on here, somebody.
Wow.
And it says, and their bread will be supplied and water will not fail them. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise. I am finished. The Holy Ghost is finished. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What is God saying, Apostle?
Glory, glory, glory.
He's saying, if you don't allow yourself to be bribed by the enemy, if you don't allow yourself to be sucked in to extortionists, glory to God, he's saying, I got you. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Look at what verse 16 says. He says, there are bread will be supplied. Come on here, somebody.
Yeah.
And water will not fail them. Come on. Hey, glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm happy.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He said, the bread will be supplied and the water will not fail. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God one more round of praise. Come on, hallelujah. Somebody give God another one.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Apostle.
Are there any questions?
Apostle.
Yes.
I got one question.
Yes. Apostle,
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All we got to do is lean and depend on him. So he'll take
yes, the Lord.
Amen.
God.
You don't have to go without water.
God. Yes, Lord.
God. Yes,
Lord. Okay, my name is Teresa. I
yes,
was
Lord.
Pushed today by a younger woman that I was almost knocked me to the floor. I took her to HR. I complained.
God. Yes, you are.
Holy God.
Should I be just quiet?
Yes. Hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, fellowship. Go ahead, darling.
I was at work today, and I was walking to lunch, and a woman almost pushed me to the floor. And other people saw it, and they immediately went to HR because they seen what she did to me. I don't even talk to this woman. She came back to the floor like that never happened.
Well, I would tell you this, y'all, to praise God because vengeance belongs to him and God's thought.
She's way younger than me. She's probably 20-something. I'm 55 years old. She almost knocked me to the floor.
Yeah.
She took her whole body and hit me in the face and almost knocked me down.
Woman, God, let me tell you something. Don't worry about it. Give it to God. And what God fights about. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
How many of you know that God fight much better than we do?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many know that the Lord said, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You know how
Lord
hard
telling
me
to tell
I don't
you.
Like nobody hitting me or just attacking me like that. And that's exactly what I felt like in that moment, and I felt like my job did not protect me.
Woman of God.
Hallelujah.
Did you hear the Lord? Woman of God, did you hear what the Lord had me to tell you? He said, let him fight.
What my auntie just say, call a lawyer.
But now if you fight it, God ain't going to fight it. But now if you hold your peace and give it to God and let him fight it, he's going to fight it in such a way that it's going to blow your mind. Come on here, somebody.
I believe you, Pastor, but
amen.
Don't be hitting on me or bumping me or
ain't
knocking
no buts
me over.
In between there, daughter. Daughter, ain't no buts in between there. I didn't say but about anything that the Lord telling me to tell you. He said either you're going to let him fight it or you're going to fight it. But now you're going to have to make the choice, dog. Which one you want? Now,
and then she just ran over me and just bumped me and everybody. I mean, it's like three people went to HR and told it. Well, she just hit me.
Woman
and
of God.
And knocked me down to the floor. And
God has already answered you, woman of God. Listen, 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 woman of God. God has already answered you.
Okay.
He said, either you going to let him fight it or you going
to? I'm going to let him fight
now, it. Now, okay, if you going to let him fight it, then give him the praise for the victory.
He got to fight it because I can't fight it by myself.
He can only fight it if you don't mess with it. But now, you going to have to praise him for the victory.
I got to pay for because, I got to pray for the victory.
Because it's already a fixed fight. It's already he done already won.
I don't even
but
know
what
I'm
you got to know that in
wrong.
Your spirit.
Okay.
Teresa. This
yeah.
Is
come on
over.
And give
God.
I don't like
there.
Being bullied. I feel like I was being bullied today.
Teresa. This is John A. Bell. The man of God telling you to hold your peace and let the Lord fight your battle. No
okay.
Matter how it may look, God going to make it all right for you. That's what he's telling you.
That woman actually I never said nothing to that woman.
Come on, let's give God some praise.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Can I share something with Sister Teresa real quick? Praise God.
Go ahead, Elder.
Hallelujah. Yeah, Sister Teresa, the Lord is telling me that the enemy knows how to push your button. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does.
The Lord has to. So
and I just walked away.
Listen to me, sister. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to what the Lord is saying right now. He's using that to test your patience. He's testing your patience. He's pressing. The only way you can build a muscle is
to
Exactly. But weak and meek don't mean the same thing. You being strong, listen to what you're saying. You don't want to seem weak. But by you holding back your emotions, that's making you strong. You are the stronger person. Listen, you are the stronger person. Anybody can go out. To go out makes you weak. Because to be weak means you can't control your emotions. You are a strong person. See, the devil and the enemy and the whole world has been lying to us, telling us that when we let somebody say something to us and we don't say something back, we're weak. That's a lie from the devil. That's why Jesus said, I know what you were told. I know what's been written, but I'm telling you to turn the other cheek. I'm telling you to pray for those who slightly abuse you. Because what it is I'm making you stronger. You was weak when you used to go out. You was weak when you used to slap people. You was weak when you used to cuss people out. You was weak when you used to try to reveal on people. Now I've made you stronger to the point where you can resist the worst of the enemy. Yeah, you're going to still get mad. Yeah, you're going to still feel the way. But you're not going to react the way you used to react. And in the end, you're going to get the victory. Like the man of God said, you got the victory. That was just a test. And you passed the test.
We like to make 20. And they looked at this woman run over me. And they didn't know how to act. They like, Miss Teresa.
Okay, Teresa. That the woman did what she did. Will you listen to him and let him explain it to you?
Okay.
Give him a chance to explain it to you. Okay.
Okay.
We need to move to the next question. Do anybody got any more questions? God has spoken. Now, it's up to you, Sister Teresa, to make the decision on what you go to, how you going to handle the matter. God has spoken to you. Through the both of us, God has spoken. And he letting you know that if you let me fight it, I got you. But if you don't let me fight it, I'm going to step back and let you fight it and see what's going to happen when you fight it.
Okay.
But just know that God is with you. If you decide, Lord, I'm not going to worry about it. Yeah, she was wrong, Lord, but you saw what she did. But I'm going to give you praise, Lord, because you said vengeance belonged to you. Come on here, somebody. I know you heard that. Time and time again, vengeance belongs to God at the end of the day. Whoever do you wrong, just know that God has the last say-so.
Okay.
And he knows how to handle situations. A whole lot better than we do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody
amen.
Give God a prayer.
Amen.
Oh God, I'm crying right now, really. Literally, I'm crying.
God, I already got it, Teresa. God got it.
But them tears are finna be tears of joy if you let God fight it. Hallelujah. I just hear the Holy Ghost say, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. If you allow God to deal with the situation, the tears you cry now are going to be tears of joy later on. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And you're going to give a testimony saying, yeah, amen. That little chocolate man knew what he was talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I got caught up, glory to God, but I believe God in him. And let me tell you, God did not let me down, y'all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is a good God.
Thank you.
Yes, he is. Come on here, somebody. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And we bless God tonight. Hallelujah.
Are there any more questions?
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. If there are not any more questions, amen. Hallelujah. Come on and bless the Lord. Come on, Elder Andre. Come on in.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah on tonight. Bless the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It's getting ready to be a shift. Hallelujah. It's getting ready to be a change of power. Hallelujah. Praise God. God is getting ready to hand the power over to his people. Hallelujah. Where it rightfully belongs. Hallelujah. Retribution. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. And it's on our side. Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad you on the Lord's side tonight? Hallelujah! Ain't you glad when God is on a rampage that you on His side? Hallelujah! You not receiving the rain from the Lord? Hallelujah! Praise God on tonight! Hallelujah! Amen. As the man of God was speaking, the Lord told me, Hallelujah! Praise God! It's something the Lord been saying. Hallelujah, amen. In order for God to do what he want to do in your life, you got to get out of the mindset of having an ordinary lifestyle. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Praise God. Maybe y'all don't understand. Hallelujah. A stable, what we would call a stable lifestyle. Hallelujah. A routine lifestyle. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Mm.
Some of us want God to bless us. But we want to go to work, go to church, and come home. Go to work, go to church, come home. We want a routine. Hallelujah, praise God. But at the same time, we asking God to bless. Hallelujah, praise God. Maybe some people ain't catching on. God, Jesus had a routine lifestyle for about 30 years. Hallelujah. Then at about 29 and a half, he quit that routine lifestyle of being a carpenter, hallelujah, and followed God to his destiny. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord said, I want to bless some. Some of us ain't going to get the blessing because we want to stay safe. Hallelujah. We want to stay routine. Praise God, hallelujah. And then some of us are saying, the Lord say, some of us are saying, I ain't got no problem with not being stable. I don't have no problem with not being routine. I don't have no problem with not being ordinary. I want to be extraordinary, but I'm too old. Hallelujah, praise God, to live an extraordinary lifestyle with Jesus. The Lord say, the devil is alive. Look at your president. Hallelujah, praise God. Y'all ain't kidding me. Look at your president, how old he is and what kind of lifestyle he's living. Hallelujah. He has appointments. Hallelujah. He has a schedule. Praise God. Hallelujah. He may not sleep in the same bed every night. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord said, are you ready for an extraordinary lifestyle? Hallelujah. Because if you ready for one, the Lord said, I'm ready to give it to you. Hallelujah, Lord. I say I'm ready to put you on a schedule. Hallelujah. Not a routine. Hallelujah. But a schedule. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you gotta meet deadlines. Hallelujah. You might have to be in New York today. Hallelujah. And be in LA in the morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. If you ready for that lifestyle on tonight, hallelujah. God said, I'm about to release you. Hallelujah, praise God. I'm about to release some things into your life. Hallelujah. Amen. If you choose for it today, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word of God on tonight, the man of God for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Retribution is out. We're getting ready to get everything back that belongs to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's that time. Hallelujah. It's that time. Are you ready to get back what belongs to you? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the man of God on tonight. We thank you for the word that he brought forth on tonight, Lord. May it resonate in our hearts, our minds, our bodies, and our souls, Lord. Hallelujah. We ask that you continuously strengthen the man of God. Hallelujah. Continuously mold him and shape him, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for everything that you're doing in the man of God's life. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah and amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. God is ready to do some extraordinary things in your life. Hallelujah. 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 Everything the devil thinks he's done. Hallelujah. He's getting ready to give it back to you. Hallelujah. He's going to be ready to do like Job, and he's going to give you double for your trouble. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God for the man of God on tonight. We thank God for the word of God on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to remind you, if you haven't, hallelujah, planted your seed, amen. Make sure you get some seed planted. Hallelujah, amen. Do we have any more questions, any more comments? Any words of encouragement for the man of God on tonight?
Quiet down, bro. Quiet down. Doing the radio. Quiet down.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Any words of encouragement for the man of God on tonight? Any testimonies? Any prayer requests? Any questions? Any more questions on tonight?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we bless God on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah for the word that he brought forth on tonight. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Hallelujah. A lot of people have been waiting, and you've been waiting. Hallelujah. The Lord says the appointed time is near. Hallelujah. Praise God. You should have shouted for that. I said the appointed time is near. It's getting closer to that time that God told you. Hallelujah, that vision that he showed. Hallelujah, that thing he put in your heart. It's about to come to fruition. Hallelujah. You ought to praise him for it on tonight. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and turn it back into the hands of the man of God. Hallelujah. He's going to go ahead and close with the announcement and the benediction. Man of God, it is back in your hands. Bless the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you, Elder. Bless you, man of God. Amen. I want us on the count of three, amen, to sing happy birthday.
Pastor Andre? Apostle?
Yes,
yes, ma'am. Ma'am.
My daughter on the phone, she wants you all to pray for her. Jessica? Jessica? Can you hear?
Hello?
Jessica? Talk a little louder. They can't
hear you. Sister Jessica, are you on the line?
She's finna pray for you. Okay, she's on the phone, Apostle.
Amen. Father, we thank you.
And
we give you
God, happy birthday to my dad for Sunday. He turned 76.
Okay, we'll do it after I pray. Amen.
Okay,
let me pray. Let me pray for her first.
Okay,
Father, we thank you and we praise you right now. In the mighty name of Yahshua, Father, we lift up Sister Jessica right now, Lord, that whatever that she stands in need of, Father, we thank you for meeting the need. We thank you, Father, for strengthening her, Lord, for helping her, for guiding her. Father, we thank you right now, God, hallelujah. And we give you praise, Lord, for you told us in your word, Lord, to look into the hills when we come up by help. And we know all our help comes from you. So, Father, thank you, Lord God. We dismantle and disarm
every weaponry of the enemy, Lord God. And we thank you and we praise you that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. Thank you, Lord God, for meeting the need, God. Thank you, Lord God, for working out the situation, God. Thank you right now, Lord God, that it's already done, Lord, according to your word, oh God. So we give you praise for opening doors, God, hallelujah, that no man can close, Lord, and for closing doors, Lord, that no man can open. We give you praise and glory and honor, Father, and adoration. And we thank you right now. In Yahshua HaMashiach's name, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody give God a shout right now. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Your word is Jesus.
Yes. Yes, God. I want all of us on the count of three to sing happy birthday to Mother. I don't know about you, but I love myself some Mother. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All right.
Amen. And this is her day. And since we can't be there in person with her to have her celebrate her day, let her feel the love that we have for her on her day.
Yes.
Now, on the count of three, we all going to join in and sing some love to Mother.
Amen.
One. Now, I want everybody to be on one accord now, hallelujah. Amen. One. Two. Three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to mother. Happy birthday to you.
Amen.
Hey, Elder, you got that Stevie Wonder birthday mix on there, Elder?
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, I got it for you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Just how much Well, we thank God on today, man.
Thank all you all. Please tell your dad I say happy birthday.
Amen. And we're going to take our time to say happy birthday to her dad, too, as well.
Amen.
Happy birthday, Jerry. Happy birthday, Jerry.
Amen. We wish him happy birthday. Come on and give God praise, amen, for her dad.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we want to pray for his strength.
Thank you, Lord.
That God will renew him.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And we believe in God. Amen.
Amen.
That God is going to do that thing for him. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody
amen.
Give God another shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And those who have not sown your seed, amen, I want to encourage you, amen, to move on that $80 fee because it's something about God and the $80 fee that he has placed on my life. Amen. I've seen him do many miracles and signs and wonders because he is faithful to his word. Amen. And I thank God tonight. Amen. Is there anybody else with any more questions before we close it out?
Apostle, how do you go by sowing the seed? How do you go by getting the seed to you?
I would say MoneyGram or I don't have a Cash App.
No, okay.
I don't really.
Go to Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Mother. Thank you. Yeah, Walmart to Walmart.
But the thing when you do Walmart to Walmart or from the drugstore, you have to pay. But if you do Cash App, if you just download that on your phone, you don't have to pay that, but probably 50 cents.
But even with Walmart to Walmart, Walmart to Walmart is good because
you have to pay. They're going to your account and take their money out.
Yeah.
You do have to pay, so.
They never take
anything.
Hi, Grammy.
Hi, baby. It's best to do Walmart to Walmart.
Well, on that.
Amen.
If you don't have the app on your phone fixed up, they will go in your account and they will take some money out for that. But they also will put some in there. They used to. But Darion, your mama says she gonna call you.
Well,
thank y'all.
Get away. Go.
Amen, Mother. Amen. Amen. And I also be praying for me for the Holy Convocation. Amen. I'm leaving out Friday. So y'all be praying for me.
Amen.
Amen. Would this still be in Paris? Apostle,
yes.
Would it be in Paris?
Yes. Yes, Mother.
Oh, okay.
Amen. God gave me that while I was in prayer, because I was asking him what would the amount that we could sow that would break the back of the enemy. And when I asked him in prayer, that was his response. And he's been moving ever since. Amen. So I thank him for that. Amen. Are there any more questions?
No, not for me.
All right, amen. So let's get ready to dismiss if there's no more questions. Father, we thank you and we praise you for what our ears have heard, for what our heart understands, for what our eyes have seen. We thank you tonight, Lord, that you spoke to us about the destruction that is on the land. But you have let us know, Lord, that we have nothing to fear because we are covered by you. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the comfort. Thank you for your blood. Thank you for your word.
Yes,
thank you
Lord.
For your angels.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You for your Holy Spirit, oh God, that flows out of us. We give you praise and we give you glory. Bind every work of the enemy, oh God. And we thank you right now for complete victory. We give you praise. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
What I say unto one,
what I say unto one,
one.
I say unto all,
I say unto all.
Watch.
Watch.
Pray.
Pray.
Study. And live holy.
And live holy.
And live holy. Every day.
Every day.
Every day. Say, neighbor,
neighbor,
I love you.
I love you.
I love
you.
And ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it.
Come on and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
So you are now dismissed until 5 o'clock tomorrow night. Hallelujah.
Pastor
Andre. May the peace of God go with you.
Amen. Pastor Andre, would you play Forgive, That We Might Be Forgiven by Mississippi Mass Choir?
Amen. I can. Give me a second to pull that one up. Let me play this one, and I'll play that one after that. I got to pull it up. It's called
okay.
Forgive and We Will Be Forgiven?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is that what it's called?
Forgive and We Will Be Forgiven. Wow. Yes, that's the name. It's by the Mississippi Mass Choir.
Okay, give me a second. I'm going to play this. I'm going to play this one, and then I'll play that one right after that.
Trying to get across the street. It could have been me living in the street, y'all. It could have been me with no food on my table to eat. But you know what? Cause it could have been me. Oh, I thank the Lord.
Cause it could have been me. I really do. Yes, I do. Cause it could have been me. I got another verse. Now listen. It could have been me. Locked up in jail, y'all. It could have been me. With no one to go my bail. It could have been me. I know it could have. Strung out on crack cocaine, y'all. It could as well have been me. Shooting heroin in my mind. And I stopped by to let you know. Cause it could have been me. I had a witness. Oh, I thank the Lord, yeah, yeah. Cause it could have been me. Every time I go down on my knee, I have to say thank you. Cause it could have been me. I got one more verse, now listen. When the doctor shook his head, can I get me a witness? It could have been me, sleeping in my grave, but Jesus stepped right in, y'all, and he made old death behave, and I come to let you know. Cause it could have been me. Oh, I thank the Lord for saving me. He didn't have to do it, but I'm glad about it. Oh, I thank the Lord, yeah, yeah. Cause it could have been me. Every time I go down on my knee, I have to tell somebody it could have been me. Sometime I go in the room and fold my arms. Here's what I say. Lord, I thank you right now. Have anybody ever took the time out to say, Lord, I thank you. I don't let it bother me because the Lord said he'll work it out for me. I knew he will. Have anybody been lonely tonight? The Lord said he'll be a company keeper for you in a lonely hour. If you know he's been good to you and you're not ashamed of all him.
Amen, amen. Give me a minute. I'm just trying to pull it up.
Thank you. All right, Yolanda. Yolanda?
No.
All right, huh?
Yeah, fine.
Call me in the morning.
Call me in the morning.
Oh, I'll call you in the morning.
All right.
All right, then, fine.
Okay, Yolanda.
All right, Yolanda.
All right, Bobby.
Yeah, good night.
Good night.
But that cuckoo. Man, it's just 10 o'clock.
You know what?
There's some of me playing.
No.
Forget to remember to forgive and forget, for God will forgive us of our sins as we forgive others' debts.
Don't forget to remember.
Oh, don't forget to remember. Remember not the former things, nor consider things of old. God wants to do a new thing. He wants to renew your soul.
Don't forget to remember.
Oh, don't forget to remember.
Remember.
Hallelujah. Lord, you didn't fail me. When I fail, you take. Because sometimes I would forgive, but my flesh would not let me forget. Oh, even though we were told by Jesus that the way we forgive others that is the way we want you to forgive us, Lord, and the way to be truly blessed. Oh, don't forget to remember. Hallelujah. Yeah. If you are here on today and been injured in any way, we encourage you to join us, join it with us and say,
they do, not what they.
got to walk away from it, yeah.
So that I can,
so that
be,
I
blessed.
Can be blessed, yeah, yeah. Stand with me now.
Will you forgive me?
Will you accept?
Please accept
my apology.
My apology.
Can you say it again with me, y'all?
I forgive you.
Look at somebody and ask them, say, will you forgive me?
Will you forgive me?
Please accept.
Please accept
my apology.
My apology.
Oh, I forgive you. Will you forgive me?
Hallelujah.
Lift your worship.
wanna be where you are. Gotta be where you are. Come on, raise it before him, say, wanna be where you are. Gotta be.
Gotta be where you are.
I wanna be where.
Wanna be where.
Wanna be where,
wanna be you, where are. You are.
Oh, I gotta be there.
Gotta be where you are.
Come on, worshiper, tell him I wanna be where you are.
Wanna be where you are.
Gotta be where you
gotta
are.
Be where.
Thank you.